He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio, and we are on show number 358. Have a cool gadget for you. Let's take a look at it. This is the Z-Moto, and this is the pan-tilt camera with some extra safety switches, and we'll get into that in 1 second. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. You can check out the Gadget Professor, in fact, all the Gadget Professor episodes, just by going to our website, and that's www.thegadgetprofessor.com, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and also feel free to email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all the email. So today we have a very cool gadget. This company is called Z-Moto, and I've been using them for several years. They're a pretty big company, and if you're not familiar with them, you may want to just take a second or so and look at their webpage. They make a huge variety of all kinds of products, cameras, video doorbells. They make servers. In fact, if you go to their products page here, you'll see that this is just not a one-shot type of company. They make a ton of stuff here. Let's see if we can get that to move. There we go. So you have indoor cameras, outdoor cameras, you have video doorbells, and you have smart home thermostats, all kinds of things. I am using a fairly old Z-Moto backup server, and I've had that probably for I'll bet you 5 years or maybe more, and it just works flawlessly. So a real good company, no question about that. So today we're going to take a look at their camera, and this camera is really quite interesting. First of all, it's 1080p, and that in itself is good, and this will actually pan and tilt. So pan means it's going to go this way and this way, and the tilt is going to go up and down, so it will do all of those things. This will hook up to pretty much any Android app, any Android system that you have, or any iOS system, pretty much anything. The thing that's nice about this is it's fairly small, portable, and they have an interesting way to actually connect the power. It's kind of unique. Instead of having the typical 5-volt power supply with a pin plug, as you can see, this actually fits in like so, and it's your typical small USB plug, and it just slides right in here, and you just got to give it a little push, and that's pretty much it. So the other things, let's put this down here. So the other things that actually come with this are quite unique. They have two door switches or window switches, whichever way you want to go, and they're included in this kit. And they basically are going to go on your window like so. And if the window moves up, then this opens it up, obviously. And you can also put this on a door. As the door would open up, it would go this way or that way. And you get two of these, and they're very simple to connect up. Let's take a look at the web page, and you'll see all the cameras that are actually there. Here we have just a bunch of different kinds of cameras, all kinds of prices. The one that we're looking at right now is this pan tilt camera for $99. Let's take a look at this close up and see some of the phenomenal features that it has. You can actually take a look at the video here, and that will give you a little background as to what's going on here.
Introducing Z-Moto's 1080p pan and tilt camera. A full-featured wireless pan and tilt camera with built-in smart home hub. Video quality is crystal clear with full 1080p HD. Featuring a wide 140-degree viewing angle and 350 degrees of rotation, and 70 degrees of vertical tilt. A built-in wide-angle motion sensor accurately detects movements. and compatibility with Zimoto door and window sensors allow for automatic rotation to preset locations whenever a sensor is triggered. Zimoto's wireless cameras are compatible with our new cloud recording service. Each camera includes a free 30-day trial. Choose between our 7 and 30-day recording plans. Access your footage anywhere. Security is always the priority. That's why Zimoto's cloud recording uses bank-level encryption to protect your video.
So there you have the video and fairly interesting product, as I said. Now, some of the key features here that you want to take note of are this window right here is to give you that wide-angle viewing. So this is actually a sensor for motion. And as I said, you can see it's fairly wide-angle, and that works well. Another thing that it has is a listen-talk feature. So you're able to hear audio in the room, and you're able to talk back and forth. So this acts as an intercom. This actually would make a great baby camera, really, because you can talk to the baby, or you can hear the baby crying. Either way, it pans and it tilts. It doesn't zoom. So all that is good. The actual power pack, as I mentioned, is quite small, and you'll have no problems fitting that in. And that's pretty much it in terms of operation. It works real well, and it's a cinch to set up. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to actually put this online, and you turn it on, you plug it in, and what happens is this will actually generate a signal, a Wi-Fi signal. So what you're going to do is go onto your smartphone. I don't care whether it's an Android or an iOS, doesn't really matter. And you're going to look for this. I think it's ZMD, it says. And you're going to click your phone or your tablet, whatever it is, onto this particular signal. And then the next thing you'll do is you go into the app, and you'll click it one more time. You'll go back to your regular Wi-Fi, and it will lock the two together. I set this camera up, and I'm not kidding you, in about 2 minutes I had it working. The other thing that's fantastic is they have just wonderful tech support, and they answer fairly quickly, and they know their stuff. There's no question about it. The other thing that I thought was excellent, and I don't see many camera functionality, I don't see many cameras that have this function with it, but as you set this up on your smartphone, it actually talks to you. The phone will actually tell you, okay, now do this. So it doesn't run a video, but it knows as you're pushing through step one and step two what you're doing, and also that you've accomplished that step. That's a very ingenious way to present the app to you, and it makes it almost foolproof to set it up. As I said, I set this up in under 2 minutes, and 1080p, the picture is just absolutely flawless. Now, one of the things I really like about this are these sensors that come with it. And what happens is you're going to push this little switch here. I don't know if you can see the little button there. So you're going to push this button, and it's actually going to come up on the app. There's a little button that says add accessory. So you just click that button, and you could add as many of these as you want or as many additional cameras that you want. So wherever you go, anywhere in the world, as long as you have an internet connection and your smartphone, you'll be able to see and talk to whatever is going on in the house. Now, the other thing that's kind of neat is if these break, in other words, if the window's open or the door is open, the camera knows that, and it would automatically zoom towards that door or window. So in order to get this to function the way it should, is you really want to have this camera in an area where it's a wide viewing angle, and also where your door or window switches are. And that way, as soon as this is broken, okay, the window's open or the door is open, the camera will actually pan and tilt to that particular area where the sensor is and capture whatever is going on. So that's really a neat functionality. This does not work on battery. You do need electricity, but that's not a negative. A lot of these do. So let's take a look at the actual cost of this and some of the features. We'll go to Amazon because that's where I'm going, and let's pump that up here. So here is the camera, and as you'll notice, it's $99 with free shipping. And what's cool about it is, as you can see here, you're going to get these two sets of switches included in this. So for $99, you're going to get the pan tilt camera plus the two switches. Hookup is very easy. 1080p wide angle, 140 degree wide angle view with a 350 degree pan and 70 degree tilt. So all that's good. Adjustable night light vision provides crystal clear vision. from approximately 30 feet away, day or night. You could expand your monitoring. This camera is a hub enabled. You can actually buy a Z-Moto hub, and any Z-Moto product that you hook up will be instantly recognized. As I said before, I have the Z-Moto server. Works great. I don't have the hub, but I really didn't need it. But if you want to hook up a bunch of these, get the hub. Really great. You have the two-way talk, which I like. 3-year warranty. That's fantastic. The tech support, absolutely fantastic. And what I like about the tech support, if you're looking right here, I don't know if you can see it, but right here, right up front, they put the tech support number and the time that it's open. That is something, boy. You don't see that a lot today. So all in all, I give this a 4 out of 5. The only reason I don't give it a 5 is because I wish that this was battery operated, but that adds a whole new set of problems. But for the money, for $99, including the two sets of door or window switches, it's a pretty good deal, and they work well. 3-year warranty. Phenomenal tech support. You're not going to go wrong with this camera for sure. Let's take a close-up now, and we'll actually go onto my iPhone, and we'll see what this device actually can do. So I'm going to switch right now, and we are on my iPhone, and you'll see this first one. It says safe door. This is a door. This is an outside door. It's in my studio. And I call it the safe doors. This is how you can get out in an emergency. And if this opens up, if that opens up, then I will be able to see my camera go right to that. Also, these are everything that's happened in the last hour or two that was on that particular switch on the door. So you can see I was in and out of that a lot. So let's go to the Z-Moto camera right now. And this shows the motion that was picked up. It also shows you on the top their motion upgrade. And right here, I'm going to go to live. And that's actually going to, I'm going to turn the camera sideways now on my iPhone sideways. So there I am. You can kind of see that. And I'm just going to pan. And I'm just basically moving my finger to the left. And as you will see, that will come back. This will actually pan for you. You can zoom in, you can zoom out, and just basically drag your finger, and you'll kind of get a view of the surface area of the Gadget Professor's studio there. So that app works real well, and again, you can see it live on my camera here in the Gadget Professor's Madman Studio, but it works real well. These products for many, many years, and I have nothing but praise for Z-Moto, so check it out. There are some newer cameras out there. This is a fairly old one, maybe a year, 2 years old. I've had it. I just thought it'd be a great camera to show. By the way, a couple months ago, I did a review on the Arlo cameras, and I love them. Now that I've had them about 6 months or so, or not even 6 months, but I had five. Two are already broken. Yeah, and I'll talk a little bit about that more next week. I'm in discussions right now with the folks at Netgear. Those are the people who actually own Arlo. And actually, I'll tell you right now, one of the problems, I had an outdoor camera, and the power pack that went to the camera that I bought has been discontinued. I did not know that. They never told me it was discontinued. And the crazy thing is that camera is an outside camera in a remote location 3,000 miles away from here. And when it goes out, I'm just stuck. So it was very expensive, and the power pack was dead. We'll go into that a little bit later next week. And then I have another camera, an indoor camera, and the batteries last maybe one day. And I've tried setting the camera on, you know, not to, it's in an area where there's a lot of traffic, but I set it as low as it will go. It doesn't matter. So that camera's definitely broken. So it's a wild story. We'll save that for next week. But I'm not real high on the Arlo cameras, at least like I used to be. So let's go on to some apps of the day. We have some definitely interesting apps this week. This is a iPlay to MediaCast. And of course, if it's iPlay, that means it's only going to work on the iOS operating system. This is a great app. It's going to cost you $3. It was free up till today. I didn't know that, but This is an excellent app to pretty much play anything that you have. It will show you photos, it will do videos, it will do music, and it has a lot of other option. This is what's called DLNA ready, so it means if you have any servers in your house or hard drives that are DLNA, you can pick up anything that's on those. So if you have a hard drive with movies and songs and whatever, this app will actually pick all that up. It's great if you're on the plane and have a couple movies that you want to play. It has all the features you could possibly want, and for $3, it's nice. And you can also detect and play videos and music in the web pages. You can do painting on the TV. You can record and play your voice on the TV. It's quite a unique app, and for $3, I don't think you're going to find anything that's going to be better than that for the $3. Really, it works quite well, and I am very pleased with it. I was lucky I got it for free one day. It just happened to be free, and now I see it's $2.99. That's not going to break the bank, and I think you're going to like the actual app. Here's a great app, again, for the iPhone iOS operating system. This is called Phone Drive. Very clever app. What this will do is it's going to make your phone essentially a hard drive. Now you can use the iOS as a portable wireless flash drive. Introducing Phone Drive File Manager. Phone Drive allows you to store and view and manage files on your iPhone or iPad. You can connect the iPhone drive to any Mac or PC over the Wi-Fi and transfer your files back and forth. What's cool about this, if you have videos or photographs on your iPhone and you don't know how to get it into the PC or the Mac, this will definitely do that. So great app, totally free. Check it out. It's called Phone Drive. Now, here's an app. You know, the cars are getting more and more media enabled, if you will. You know, you can pick up XM radio, you can play your CDs in it if anybody uses those still. You can watch movies. You can pretty much do anything you want on a trip, which makes the car and driving a lot more dangerous. Finally, in Rhode Island, they passed a law where you can't even hold your phone when you're driving your vehicle. You can't hold your phone at all. So you can't text, you can't talk, you can't do anything. It has to be completely hands-free. So this app is called DriveBox HD, the car stereo app. DriveBox is an intelligent vehicle app built for trucks, motorcycles, and all types of vehicle lovers and daily users. It brings all your content and in-car entertainment under one roof. Its features include car gadgets, music, maps, videos, calls, radio, widgets, and much more to give you the ultimate driving experience. Unlock the retro speedometer and mount it on your dash, or simply use the Street View map features. Keep up with current in-car trends by utilizing this app and taking it the next time you go on a spin. So it has weather apps, it has time, date, car gadgets. It will allow you to play all your songs, all your artists, pretty much anything that's on your phone, you'll be able to play through your car. And anything that is on your phone, like your Google Maps or whatever, it will allow you to access. This also has gesture control, so I guess you can go like this or like this, and the next song will play. So check this out. This is totally free. It gets pretty good reviews. I have not tried it, and the reason for that is I just got to concentrate on driving anymore, so I just don't use those kinds of apps. Yeah, so there you go. All right, if you want to brighten up your life and brighten up your iPhone, this app is for you, and yes, it's totally free. It's called iLive Themes, and these are very cool. They're very professionally done, and you will be the rage of your community if you load this on. These are colorful live wallpapers. It works on the iPhone X, the 8s, the 7s, and the 6s. If you have a 5 or below, it will not work in terms of iPhones. But it does a great job and gives you all kinds of insane cartoonish figures, if you will, and it's really really a neat thing. I loaded it on my phone. I took it off because I have so many apps on it now. It's getting quite full, but I did like this betta fish because I'm a softie for aquariums. I've had aquariums all my life, and I really like them. All right, here we go. This is called Filmora Go. I have used the Filmora editor on the PC. Wonderful tool, especially if you're new to video editing. Sometimes when I'm in a rush and I don't want to use Adobe Premiere, I will just load this Filmora in and away you go. This is a version that's available now on either operating system, the Android operating system and the iOS. This will do all your video editing, and boy, I'll tell you, it is action-packed with a ton of features. You can make videos, music, special effects. You can make funny videos. It really does a lot for you. You can use these to upload to YouTube, to Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, all those things that will work well. Got a 4.4 rating out of 5. Doesn't get much better than that. Wonderful product, wonderful company, and it's called Filmora Go, and it's free. That's right. It's totally 100% free, so you're going to dig that. Now, as most of you know, I am a news junkie, and one of my favorite apps is the New York Times, the latest news. This is free, and you can get all the latest and greatest in news just by downloading the New York Times app, and it's available for both the Android operating system, of course, the iOS. So I hope you enjoyed the Gadget Professor show today. I'm going to click a button here and get back on to full screen. I enjoyed bringing it to you, and I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.